Syrinx stood up, smoothing down her black mourning dress. The fish dived for deep cover at the sudden movement. "Thanks a bunch." "I love you," Inoni said. "I'm sorry you're upset over Sinon. He made you happy. That's good." "I won't cry any more," she told herself. "Dad is there whenever I want to talk to him. There. That must mean I've got a properly integrated personality. So that's all right." If only it didn't hurt so much deep inside her chest, about where her heart was. By the time she reached 15, her education was concentrating on subjects necessary for captaining a ship. Engineering and power systems, Confederation space law, astrogration, biotech life support organs, mechanics, fluid behaviors, superconductivity, thermodynamics, fusion physics. She and Anini listened to long lectures on the abilities and limits of Voidhawks. There were practical lessons, too, how to use spacesuits, practicing fidgety repairs in low gravity, and acclimatization trips to the Voidhawk ledges outside, running through shipboard routines. She was perfectly at home in freefall. Floating balance was geneered into all Edenists, and the 100 families went further with their manipulation, toughening and thickening internal membranes to withstand high-G acceleration. Edenists were loath to use nanonic supplement boosting unless there was no alternative. By her mid-teens, she was losing her puppy fat, not that she'd ever had much to start with, and beginning to acquire her definitive adult features. The carefully modified genes of her ancestors had bestowed her with a long face that had slightly sunken cheeks, emphasizing strong bones, and a wide mouth which could deliver a dazzling smile whenever she chose. She was as tall as most of her brothers, and her figure was filling out to her complete satisfaction. At this time she had grown her hair halfway down her back, knowing she would never have the opportunity again. When she started operational flying, it would have to be cut short. Long hair was at best a nuisance, and at worst a hazard in a starship. When she was 17, she had a month-long affair with Orly, who was 44, which made it doomed from the start, which made it so romantic. She enjoyed her time with Orly unashamedly, as much for the mild censure and gossip it generated among her friends and family, as the new styles of euphoria she experienced under his knowledgeable tuition. Now he was someone who really knew how to exploit freefall. Teenage Edenist sexuality was one of the most talked about and envied legends among their Adamist counterparts. Edenists didn't need to worry about disease, not with their immunology systems, and affinity ensured that there were no problems of jealousy or even possessive domination. Honest lust was nothing to be ashamed of, it was a natural aspect of teenage hormones on the boil, and there was also ample room for genuine one-to-one attraction. So given that even trainee captains only had 5 hours of practical engineering and technology lessons each day, and by their mid-teens, Edenists needed at most 6 hours sleep per night, the rest of the time was spent pursuing orgasmic release in a manner which would have impressed even the Romans. Then her 18th birthday came around. Syrinx almost couldn't bring herself to leave the house that morning. Athene had worn her usual cheerful face, emotions hidden beyond even the most sensitive prying. But Syrinx knew exactly how much the sight of all 10 children preparing to go hurt her. She had hung back after the formal breakfast, but Athene had shooed her out of the kitchen with a brief kiss. "It's the price we all pay," she said, "and believe me, it's worth it." Syrinx and her siblings suited up and walked out onto the innermost ledge of the northern end cap, progressing with long lopes in the quarter gravity. There were a lot of people milling around outside the airlocks, service personnel, the crews of Voidhawks, currently perched on pedestals. All of them were eagerly awaiting the arrival of the newest Voidhawks. The swirl of expectancy from them and other Edenists in the habitat caught her by surprise, but at least it helped quell her own nerves. "I'm the one that should be nervous," Inone protested. "Why? All this comes naturally to you.
Ha! Are you ready?